This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
This dude has walked by my house a number of times. For the first time, he was wearing an authentic Brewers jersey with the name Cubs Lose on the back.
Cool.
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 He's a big Sox fan. He made sure to tell my wife this yesterday.
I am a die Sox white fan.
So I'm sitting on the couch yesterday. My wife's doing her work on the porch, and I hear this guy go, "Hey, I know who your husband is. Tell him I'm glad the Cubs lost and I wore this to school." Now, this guy's a teacher. He was wearing an L flag as a cape.
Like he is loser man.
You will die alone.
What's too soon for a restraining order?
Yeah, you may want to let somebody know about that.
And one more step, Ben.
It's bizarre, and I'm a little freaked out, and I wish my dog was more ferocious.
Chopper, sick balls.
Aw, please don't you be, please don't you be, please don't you be my neighbor.
Fung is winning, winning is Fung.
Nicely done.
Well done.
Perfect.
Well done.
It's been a long time, my friends. I still got it.
Absolutely ideal. Do we usually we try to set this up with an email or two?
Yeah.
This is from Sean, who says, "I'm not sure if the creepy guy next door or I ended up being the worst neighbor, but let me explain. My college girlfriend and her roommate had a second-story apartment in the Quad Cities when we went to Augustana. And my girlfriend and her roommate were always adamant about shutting the windows, even though the apartment didn't have AC. We got up to 90 degrees. But they said they were certain someone was peeking in the windows at them and whispering to them. I was certain they were being paranoid until I slept over one night. I was waiting for her to get home late from bartending. I left the windows open to make it bearable to sleep. And I woke up at 11:30 expecting to see her arriving. But instead, I glanced toward the window, and there was a neighbor who's 40 to 50 staring at me while white-knuckle holding onto the stone windowsill."
What?
So he scurries down the side of the building, disappears into the dark, and believing my girlfriend and her roommate and I had to come up with a solution, we had her sleep in her roommate's room, left the window open in my vacant girlfriend's room, and we covered the windowsill with broken glass secured by caulk. 1 a.m., my girlfriend calls me. There was an ambulance next door. The creeper had his hands shredded, and he landed and broke his leg. The side of the building was covered in blood.
Oh my god!
Good start.
It's a good start.
Good start.
It's bloodier than I thought the start would be. So much bloodier.
A little more violent.
It is. It really was.
That's why I chose that one.
Can I jump in real quick before we take more calls?
Of course.
If the story is your neighbor beats their spouse,
yeah,
that's not the spirit of the segment.
Right. No.
Right.
That was
the go-to
one in my back pocket.
No.
Yeah. That's not Friday Fung.
No.
That's Friday Suck. That's a different show.
Listen to Ozzy at the start.
Jeff in Arlington Heights will start us out on the score. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, guys. This isn't a creepy story, but it's something I'd never do. Years ago, we lived next to an elderly couple, and one summer, the guy found a hornet's nest in his backyard about 6 feet off one of his trees, and his hornet's nest was about the size of a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And these hornets, there hundreds of them are zooming in and out of this thing like it's a flight path. And I mean, there are hundreds going in and out, in and out, in and out. He goes in the house and he comes back out with an Instamatic camera and he walks right up to this hornet's nest, probably within 3 or 4 feet. And he starts taking photos with this camera. And he's there about 2 or 3 minutes and these hornets are zooming right past his ear, back and forth, back and forth. And I'm thinking, this is not going to end up good. He turns around, he walks away, not one hornet bothered him. And that's something I would never do, but that was kind of creepy to me.
All right. I would have lit the thing on fire, but that's just me.
Okay.
This is from Mike, who says, "For 1 year of my life, 1991, I rented the first floor of a house in Brookfield from a good friend of mine who's on the second floor. I always found it strange he didn't rent out the second floor of his house, since he had to take an outside flight of stairs to get up to his own entrance while I just walked to the front door. It worked great for me, with one exception. Jeff had fallen deeply and madly in love with the Black Crowes album Shake Your Moneymaker."
Okay.
Not the entire album, though. just a couple of songs. And every night when Jeff came home from the bar he owned, he would turn on his stereo to 11 and blast the songs She Talks to Angels and Hard to Handle. Not just one time each, oh no, over and over and over for at least an hour. And just those two songs. Jeez. This lasted for at least 6 months. It was every single night. And other than that, greatest guy in the world. It made it impossible for me to climb the stairs, pound his door, and tell Jeff the Black Crowes suck. Stop torturing me like this. I just took it. Until the day I moved out, I never said a word. So, Jeff, if you're listening, the Black Crowes suck, and turn that garbage down.
Nice.
Take issue with that.
Actually, Hard to Handle. I turn it up loud every time I hear it.
But what sucks about that is...
Yeah, so does Redding.
Yeah. Two good songs that your neighbor has ruined for you.
Yep.
That's
yep.
brutal.
I cannot listen to Pink Floyd. Same reason. Roommate. Just killed really? It.
That like Spiegel with Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Oh.
Can't yeah. even listen
oh,
anymore.
Oh, really? That's too bad. See, Pink Floyd I stopped liking, really, but...
That's me with the Doors.
Yeah,
I was like, wait
I
a minute.
Too.
Yeah.
This is bad and dumb.
Yeah. yeah. And it's... What was the line from... Was it Wayne's World? Where he says it wasn't really rock. It was more a crooner working in a rock idiom.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Was that right? Yeah. Dave in Crown Point, you're on Friday Fung. Please don't you be my neighbor.
35 years ago, our first house, I started noticing our neighbor every other day would get a pizza. Okay? Mm-hmm. This went on for probably 2 years, every other day. Then one day, she was sitting in her car, and I discovered that she was gone. She died. She overdosed in her car. Well, she wasn't getting pizza. She was getting drugs delivered in a pizza box to her car. So the next day, the cops set up a sting, and they arrested the pizza guy who was delivering the drugs to her. The good thing out of it, the coupons are attached to the box. There must have been a couple hundred coupons, so we had pizza for like the next month.
And heroin, so it worked out great for everyone.
He took the coupons off the box.
Nick says... Well, she was dead, but free pizza. This is
it's a buy one get one heroin.
Right, exactly. I don't know. This is your 10th, so you get a free bag of heroin with extra fentanyl in it. This is Nick says, I'm not a neighbor person. I've never been one to walk up and introduce myself when I move in or they move in. I stick to the long distance wave. So Same. Here it is. Beautiful early November Saturday. College football's on. I fire up the grill, throw on some brats. I'm standing there. The next door neighbor's hosing off a patch of grass. We make eye contact. So I felt like I needed to give a wave and a hello. He says, hey, how are you? I'm Gary. So I go over and introduce myself. Big mistake, because without any pause, he goes right into his life story.
Oh, God.
He's lived here for 20 years. He tells us what our houses were built on. Then he transfers over to how much he hates teachers and how he's not racist.
Good start.
But he then tells stories about working in the city and ensuring me that is pretty racist. And this lasted 45 minutes, so in fear of the possibility of setting him off on other tangents, I told him I had to go check my food, and I had charred the three brats I had on the grill. Never again. Yep.
They always tell you. Yeah. I'm not racist.
But... Yeah, I'm not racist or nothing.
Well, I know what's coming.
I think you're about to be racist. Jason in Woodridge is on WSCR on Friday Fung. Hello, Jason.
Jason was about to start a story with, you know, I'm not.
Right. Not that I'm a racist. I better bail on this. And Dwight, it is Kurt. He is on the score.
Yeah, so I've got a pretty crazy one here. Straight out of college, Buddy and I moved in together, kind of out in the middle of nowhere in the country, close to where we live. And one morning I go into work and I drive out of my driveway and there's this Jeep Wrangler sitting outside and I walked to the guy and I noticed he'd been sitting there a while. I said, hey, is everything okay? And he just like oddly looks over at me and something went wrong. And I go, what do you mean something went wrong? He goes, I did something bad. I'm like, okay, you did something bad. And he just kind of went on with this odd look on his face. And he really wouldn't say anything other than that. So I went back into the house and I told my buddy, I'm like, hey, I think something's going on with the dude across the street here, and maybe we need to call the cops. And he kind of just looked at me. He goes, why? What does he do? And he couldn't really give me any rhyme or reason or any other idea of what he may or may not have done. So just kind of didn't think about it anymore, went to work, and that later that day, we had heard that there was a murder committed about 15 minutes from where we live.
Yeah, that's something bad.
What?
Yeah, that the guy had gotten away in a Jeep Wrangler, and I was talking to the guy. It was the craziest thing I'd ever heard of, and this is out by Ottawa, Illinois.
Oh,
it was just
whoa.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable. Yeah, I was just like in awe. I'm like, I was talking to this guy this morning, and wow.
Ooh. I don't know that I'd sleep for days.
Yeah, that might get to me a little bit.
Oh, my God.
Yes, that would be something bad. It's not like you didn't lock
his, that option.
He didn't lock his keys in the car,
nope,
right?
Nope. I haven't paid the utility bill in weeks.
I bought expired milk.
Oh.
No. All right, this is from Keaton. Keaton says, over the past year, I've had the unfortunate pleasure of living next to an individual who refers to himself by his self-created nickname, Wild Bill.
Oh, that's not good.
To complete the picture, Wild Bill is a senior citizen. He claims to live by his code of pumping iron and tagging ass. Can I say that? Which I find...
Tagging iron.
Which right. Do not transpose that. If you wake up one day and you get that spoonerized...
He's got it painted on the walls just for that
just
very reason.
Written on his hand. Oh, I pump the iron.
That's why
pumping,
this month has
tagging.
Been so weird.
Yeah, this has really been weird. It's just taste in my mouth. And I find it ironic at best, given his condition. He did serve in Vietnam and claims, I effing loved it.
Okay.
He claims to have been rocking the mullet before it became cool. Don't live near Manly. The individual is covered in a thick sweater of body hair and will sunbathe in the back alley in his boxers. He claims to be irresistible to women, which is aggressively false. I would argue he's irresistible harassing women, but I don't think that's the angle he's looking for. To make matters worse, Wild Bill, without warning, will try to show people his hernia scar. It doesn't matter how much you tell him to stop. It is going to be seen. We appreciate his service in Vietnam.
But we do.
But for the love of God, Bill, please move to another location so you don't have to bother the rest of humanity.
That is a private scar, my friend. I'm good.
This segment is brought to you by Top Step Trader. Fabio is in Batavia and is on the score on Friday Fung.
Hey, guys, I'm glad this is back. Hopefully we can go to TV Diddler's afterward and have a little happy hour celebration.
Sure, drink specials all day.
Well, I grew up in the northwest side of Chicago, and a little old lady lived next door in a three flat, and then she died one day, and a family moved in, and the next thing we know, that one family turned into like three families that moved in, and one of the families owned a used car dealership where they used to park cars up and down the street. So my dad was okay with it at first, but then when the weather turned bad, he got pissed off. So one day I'm leaving to go see my friend's house, and I see my dad outside, and he's kind of hunched over, and I say, what are you doing, Dad? And he's like, oh, nothing. And I just leave, and then I look out of the corner of my eyes. I'm walking down the block. I see my dad trying to light one of the cars on fire. And thankfully, another car came down the street, and he ran in the house. And so, thankfully, he was a failed arsonist. But upset him so much that
set
he
car
came
on
one
fire?
Day and he just couldn't take it. He tried, yeah, he tried to get the car apart. I'm like, I told him this story about 20 years ago. I go, Dad, I saw you doing this, and I'm glad you failed because you're still with us. So,
thank you for that, Fabio. Appreciate it. Rudy weighs in. He says, my neighbor at my lake house. Former art teacher, former beach master, former stoner, and folk singer. He owns the lot between our houses and has 1,000 random things, including $1,000 worth of train sets. Pictures attached. He's absolutely crazy. People stop and park in front of my house, and they walk through it. It's like I have to live in an amusement park. He constantly sings loudly every day, whenever he feels like it, at any time. And despite the fact that we argue about whether or not he's racist, he is racist. We didn't get along much at first, but he's kind of become an acquired taste.
It's kind of.
That's honest enough. We are going to do more of this after a brief timeout. 312-644-6767. I have an email that is going to end all emails. This is not only a please don't you be my neighbor,
okay,
or please don't be my neighbor. This is also sort of a Live Ringers. This is the Live Ringers version
of please of don't this. Be my neighbor.
Yes.
All right. Friday Fun continues. We want your phone calls too. 312-644-6767. Please don't be my neighbor.
Fung is winning. Winning is Fung.
Rob Gronkowski is probably the worst neighbor we could ask for. You know he's going to be partying day and night. It's not like it's that tasty piece of ass Julian Edelman.
He calls himself the squirrel.
And why? Because, according to Gronk,
he is
a squirrel. We're in the middle of Friday, Fung, and enjoying the hell out of it right now. Please don't you be my neighbor. The bottom of the hour brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Northwestern Football. Again, could we vet this, please? This is Northwestern basketball.
Yeah.
At the new Welsh Ryan Arena this season. Home opponents include Michigan State, Michigan, and Illinois. Season tickets to see Chicago's Big Ten team are on sale now at nusports.com. Treat us like we're Ron Burgundy. If it's written here, we're going to read it. If they don't match up the proper sports, it's not going to sound correct.
They did play a football game in there. It'd be fun to watch.
I would
see it.
Now, how about this? This is interesting. Ken says, my neighbor, an attorney, uses orange traffic cones and yellow caution tape when doing home improvement projects or delineating tied down inflatable Christmas decorations.
What? Why?
Like parking dibs in a snowstorm is one thing. Using your own traffic cones.
You don't have to cordon off your holiday decorations.
Yeah, that's
they're there in your lawn.
That is odd.
Don't be my neighbor.
Dave and Berwyn is on the score.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, Dave.
I'm good. This isn't my neighbor. This is my mom and my brother live in a two flat right next door, right across the street from a church and a school. Right next door, the diocese owns the house. It's a single family, so the priest would get to live there for free, I'm guessing, go across the street, use services and all that. So this is about 10 or 12 years ago, I want to say.
The house in Spotlight.
He was mysteriously killed and, I believe, tortured in his shower. And there was all kinds of far-flung theories about organized crime or a grown-up altar boy came back to get revenge, stuff like that. So that was really crazy. It took a while for them to, I guess they wanted to get out of the house, 6, 8, 10 months, maybe a year later. I don't even remember. Somebody bought the house, and they were in there for about a month. And my mom said they must have left in the middle of the night because of, like, hauntings. So I don't know if it was the same guy who got murdered or who it was, but she's like, they were there one day and they were gone the next, and they left a lot of stuff.
Hauntings?
Well, that was a lot.
Not just one haunting.
That was a lot.
That was a lot. That was two hauntings.
This is why we've started them both. How many segments? Just really violent.
How many murders have we had?
I don't know, but let's put the Fung back in Friday.
The murder, we had the heroin overdose, but
well, that
pizza
was,
coupons.
Listen, that's just being thrifty,
were pizza coupons, yep.
If those half-off buy one, get one coupons, whatever they weren't going to spend themselves.
I mentioned sometimes something like, don't you be my neighbor and Live Ringers, they kind of come home to roost together.
Okay.
This is from Matthew. In the mid-1950s in northern Wisconsin, my great-aunt had a neighbor. Not a next-door neighbor, but a neighboring property. They both lived in the country. Yeah. They would come over and try to play games like hide-and-go-seek or tag with her small children. And she found it odd that an adult man would spend so much time playing with kids. He was kind enough and unthreatening toward them, so she allowed it. It wasn't until several years later she found out that this neighbor was Ed Gein.
Oh.
The serial killer after whom the books Psycho and Silence of the Lambs were patterned.
Oh, my God.
Yup.
Oh, my God.
That's
do not be my neighbor.
Bad. If you're on the list of bad neighbors, probably Ed Gein is on there.
Top
unless,
five.
Unless maybe he bakes out like a killer blueberry cobbler. every once in a while.
Sure, he always has that cup of sugar you need.
He's murdered a bunch of people, but if you need a yellow onion,
that's the guy.
Ed Gein is your man.
Or an earlobe.
Ed, I am all out of earlobes. Do you have any?
Dave in Richmond, you're on Friday Fong on the Score.
Hey, how's it going, guys? When I was in the Army, I had a couple crazy roommates anyway, one of which, his name was Hanson. We were at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Very much Fort Sill, Oklahoma, so we used to play a lot of spades and drink a lot of Budweiser and Wild Turkey. Well, Hanson used to like to snack on sardines. So while we were playing spades and slamming Bud and doing shots of Wild Turkey, he'd like to light his farts on fire.
Farts on fire.
Your montage.
On desire.
Training montage. Idiot. Absolute idiot.
America's Armed Forces.
So, this is how we have the finest fighting force in the world.
Not football.
Not college football. Sardines and Wild Turkey. It's like Rocky through the snow. Same thing.
in Geneva, it's Matt. He's on the Score.
Hi there.
Hi, Matt.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, man.
Love your show.
Love your suit.
My brothers and I, we rode dirt bikes a lot. We had a couple of CRF80s and a couple of two-strokes, 250s, 450s, etc.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We had this big field next to our house, and this neighbor of ours, when he moved in, was a really nice guy, but what ended up happening was, as we got older and we got onto the bigger bikes, they're extremely loud. He used to take photos of us. Now, mind you, we're all kids, and we're going about 60, 70 miles an hour in our cornfield, and he's getting photos of us every time we go in. So we found out about this, and to get back at him, we used to go do rooster tails on his yard and rev our dirt bikes right in front of his garage just to piss him off.
I think it got him.
I think we lost him.
I think the neighbor found him again.
I think you've been discovered.
It was you.
They're on to you. Mike in Hillside says a corner unit condo, a second floor of a six-story building, a floor-to-ceiling window that faces a neighborhood subdivision. And there's one house that has one of those holiday decoration things that is a laser projector that projects designs onto the front of the house. And everything happens to line up just so that when it's on, it happens to get into my bedroom through that window, and it drives my wife's cat crazy. I was very patient waiting through the holiday season, even though they left it on all night long, every night. But in late January, I started to lose my patience, and I go and I confront the neighbor about it being time to take it down since the holidays were over. Just my luck, the lasers project different decorations for every holiday. So it's essentially a year-round decoration, and I am out of luck. I'm going crazy. My cat is going crazy. What do I do? I don't really have a rooting interest in this.
Shut off the power?
Yeah, I don't.
The cat.
Don't have a cat.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's like torture for them, though, having that little spot that they can't find. It looks like they're having fun, but apparently that's just torture. I don't really care either way, but don't do it.
Yeah, I think the best answer for me is don't have a cat.
Don't have the cat in the first place.
Right, because then it wouldn't. It's not a problem.
Have the cat
you.
Sleep somewhere else. If it's only come through the one window,
right?
Relocate the cat.
Tony is in Lake Forest. He is going to be our final contributor to this fine edition of Friday Fung on the Score.
Hey guys, I hope I live up to the billing. My former neighbor in Saugeenash. I would see her all the time. The only words that I ever spoke to her was introducing myself while waiting for the home inspection. I said nothing to her in 10 years and would see her routinely 3 to 4 times a week, and she would not talk to anybody on the block full of cops, policemen, firemen, all sorts of city workers, typical Saguenay tight-knit neighborhood, and she talked to nobody. And she was not like a shut-in or anything. She was always out doing things, but there it was. 10 years, 3 words. Best I can do.
It's a good neighbor.
Yeah.
It's a great neighbor.
Yes.
That's a perfectly wonderful neighbor.
Yeah, I need all those neighbors.
That'd be wonderful. In fact, that neighbor solves the problem on almost every other bad neighbor we had throughout the Don't You Be My Neighbor.
Well, we had some deaths in there.
Well, okay. It doesn't solve the deaths. That's fair.
No, too many people died last year.
Fair. I had one guy call and say, yeah, my neighbor, turns out he was a rapist. I'm like, yeah,
nope. Okay.
Not do that one then.
Yeah, that's
no.
That's, I mean, murder's kind of funny. After a while,
kind of funny. It's
enough time passes.
Really, if there's coupons involved.
Well, we had two murders and one death, right? So
yeah, we had the two murders and the OD,
right? For the pizza boxes
and the horrible maiming that started us off.
Yes, that's true.
That's right. The horrible maiming.
But that guy had it coming.
Well, sure, deserved it. Absolutely deserved it. Well done.
Outstanding.
Round of applause to all of you.
Really, really good.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.